This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, November 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nellie. Here's today's headlines. Trade aid still being evaluated. Chinese ag purchases ramp up. Canadian ag reps cheered by support in U.S. for USMCA. Fordyce, USDA still evaluating trade assistance. A top USDA official says the Trump administration is still evaluating the need for trade assistance payments to farmers. If we do something, when we do something, we want it to be reflective of what's actually happening in the marketplace, Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says in an interview for this week's AgriPulse newsmakers. The president was able to secure some agreement with China on some purchases. Since that time, you know, we've seen an uptick in the price of soybeans. He says the USDA chief economist office is analyzing the market impacts to, quote, present a real-time picture of where we are. Newsmakers featuring Fordyce will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Chinese ag purchases spark hope. The U.S. sorghum and wheat industries are hopeful after landing fresh orders in recent days. Commodity groups are looking for signs of exports to China after last month's leaders' meeting. An unknown buyer bought more than 500,000 tons of sorghum this week, and USDA reported more than 130,000-ton sale of white wheat. Hopefully, the unknown destination for us means China, and hopefully that's the start of what is many more to come. That Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, speaking to AgriPulse yesterday. China has bought over 80% of U.S. sorghum in recent years, but exports dropped 97% this summer as buyers paused over escalating bilateral trade frictions. A sale of 530,000 tons, Lust said, is a good start. But for a commodity that over the last 10 years has averaged about 5 million metric tons of trade with China, we've got a long ways to go. Similarly, Brian Liddell, U.S. Wheat Vice President of Overseas Operations, says wheat sales were encouraging. But soybean farmers remain anxious, even as China continued its gradual U.S. buys yesterday, USDA reporting a new order of more than 450,000 tons. Scott Metzger, American Soybean Association Vice President, said, quote, it's a concern whether they will stick with what they've actually agreed to. Canadian ag leaves Washington reassured by lawmakers USMCA support. Canadian ag industry representatives were in Washington this week to tout a North American trade pact for cross-border ag trade. Michael Harvey, executive director of the Canadian Agri-Food Trade Alliance, tells AgriPulse he noticed a shift in rhetoric in the approximately 40 meetings from an earlier visit in April. Back then, Harvey said, at a closed-door meeting, Republicans indicated they were willing to give the president a lot of leeway on Canadian tariffs. But this time, he heard more concern. Harvey said ag state senators, representatives, and staffers had also taken note of a recent letter sent by more than 120 U.S. ag groups urging the administration to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement at an upcoming review. The people who really know ag trade are very clear how important the agreement is, Harvey said, adding that he saw, quote, overwhelming support for the deal from both parties. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Tariff revenues could cut deficit by $3 trillion, CBO says. In its latest analysis of the budgetary impact of the president's tariff policy, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that current tariffs, if they're left in place, could reduce the deficit by $3 trillion over 11 years. The calculation includes $500 billion in savings on interest payments. CBO's August estimate predicted a $4 trillion reduction, but since then the administration has reduced tariffs on China, the European Union, and Japan. That said, the effective U.S. tariff rate across all imports remains 14 percentage points higher than it was before Trump took office. Dairy leaders see value in year-long visa program. Dairy producers' big issues are tariffs, trade, and labor. So says Heidi Fisher, president of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, who spoke to AgriPulse at the NAFB Trade Talk in Kansas City, Missouri. On immigrant labor, Fisher says dairy producers need new work visa program. I think it would definitely be a winning hand for producers if they could come up with something that would be a year-long visa, she said. It would give everybody, farmers, business owners, reassurance. It would help keep the cost of groceries down and keep products on the shelf. The H-2A seasonal visa program does not cover dairy workers. Fisher, a central Wisconsin dairy farmer, says tariffs on foreign parts and equipment are increasing costs for producers. Any of the aluminum components that come out of Denmark, those were impacted by tariffs, and that was kind of an unexpected additional cost to already very expensive equipment, she said. On the trade front deal, Fisher said there is a huge opportunity for exporting dairy products, whether it be powdered whey products or milk products or even exporting cheese, because we have a safe, reliable product and it's highly regulated, and I think there are markets out there that we can expand into, she said. USDA opens applications for America First Trade Promotion Program. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is accepting applications from ag groups for funding to develop overseas markets as a part of its new America First Trade Promotion Program. The program's $285 million was allocated under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and is designed to complement other programs. The deadline for application is January 23rd. Here's today's final word. I think that my family farmers, they've sold their corn at low prices to make room in the bin for soybeans because there's literally nowhere to sell them right now. That's the word of Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota speaking to reporters after a press conference on Democratic legislation to reverse changes to SNAP made in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, November 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.